selfishness and selflessness. They're not what they seem. In what the West arrogantly call primitive tribes, there is a state beyond how we live in the West, and that is the community is the whole, is the focus, and everybody is part of the community and contribute towards the community. So if someone is in need, it is not seen as that person is in need, but in part of the community. The community needs to take care of that part for the community. The community is the whole. In what we will call the civilized world, things are different. It is based on the self. Everything is the self, to such an extent that every single thing is to do with the self. So even if something is given away, it's given away because the self feels good, or the self will get appreciation or acknowledgement. Looking after the family is because then you are being a good parent or a good sibling. Self. Now, to have that realization is very rare, because our whole conditioning, our whole background is based on the self. It's based on competition. It's based on being against. Even teamwork, you see. Well, teamwork is working together, yes, but it's against another team. Against the big separation. And that separation is very costly to the sense of well-being. So, just to reiterate, in the West, we have been conditioned to take care of the self, and everything we do is to do with the self. Even when we're helping somebody, it's to do with the self. And then we have the term selfless. But in a way, it's the same thing. It's being selfless in order to gain something for the self. And there's something beyond that. And again, we're moving into an area that's very difficult to describe, because the mind works in opposites, duality. So it's selfish or selfless. But this state we're attempting to talk about is not either. It's a realization. It's a sense. It's a deep, deep state of being. Now, when some people do good, again, it's about the self. Often in religion, missionaries are doing it in order to go to heaven. In Buddhism, I think you gain merits, or one of the Eastern religions, you gain merits for doing things. So it's still about the self. And as I say, there's another state, and this state is a realization. And listen carefully, it's a realization that is not consciously realized. Just sit with that for a moment. What happens is, not only does the selfishness dissolve, but the selfless dissolves as well. And I'm going to say there's a realization, but it isn't a realization. It is just a state that is dissolved into. And this realization is, again, as soon as I say realization, there's a self there. I have realized. But the I sort of dissolves. On some of the TV programs, there's an emphasis on people who are what we call giving back. And sometimes a secret millionaire or somebody comes along to support them or reward them. But when they get this support or reward, there's a wonderful moment with these people where it's not them themselves that are being rewarded, because they're not there in the same way that we are here. They're not giving anything. They're not giving back, putting back. They're being. They're in touch with something vast. And this vastness includes. And I'm going to make it a little bit more crude, because this isn't true the way I'm saying it. You see, in helping other people, we could say it's a selfishness. No. We could say it's a selflessness. No. They're just not there in the same way that most people are there. They're not actually doing anything. They're not helping people. They are. And in that isness, there is, and even then, this word is too strong, there is a response. But it's not a response as we know it, because a response is an action and a response. This is a flowing. Somebody needs something, and there's no decision there to say, I will support that situation, because there's nobody there to say it. It just happens. It's part of the whole. The whole. Out of the whole came the whole, and the whole remains. There is something beyond what we have been told about in the West. And it's told about in the East, but it's not very rarely realized. There is something vast, something, again, all the words don't fit huge, because huge is often opposite to small. No, this is an isness. And we're not only part of the isness, we are the isness. We are that isness. And when we disconnect from our selfishness and even our selflessness, we respond, we become part of. All these words are separation. It's natural. Heraclitus called it the hidden harmony. That's wonderful. The hidden harmony. There is a harmony, and actually it's not hidden. It's hidden according to our conditioning, to our mind, the way we see things, because as I say, the mind sees in opposites, good and bad and right and wrong, benefit and harm. But this harmony is, and we'll reduce that a little by saying, is here now. But you see, there isn't a here and there isn't a now. So it doesn't really have a word. The truth cannot be said. It is an isness, and we are part of it. We are it. That's a bit difficult, I know. It's easier to think part of it. But we're not even part of it. We are it equally. Even the psychopath, the person running companies and banks and governments and people who are motivated by power and money, all equally included with different levels of behavior. Thou art that. And when we disconnect from the selfishness and even the selflessness. When we disconnect from these terms, we are that. So, in a way, we can't give back because there's nothing to give back to. It's a circle. And if we go beyond our survival, safety, security, predictability, if we disconnect from that, it's still there, it's still in our system, and we disconnect, we then open up and become available to, and I'll use this word, although it isn't strictly correct, to respond to a situation. If you're checking out in a supermarket, and the person in front of you says, oh, I won't take that, and puts several items aside because they can't afford it. If you're out of the way, if you're not selfish, saving your money, if you're not selfless, doing something, you will just push it back and pay. Because this person is not separate from you. Think again of what we call the primitive tribe, all taking care of each other. Short of something, it's supplied. Need something, there it is. We are one family. There is only one. And we are that one. Not part of it, because as soon as we say part, we've got a separate part. No, there's no part. Is oneness. And if you spend some time each day looking at that hypothesis, that possibility, just keeping it there as a possibility and sit with that, you may start to feel your life changes. If you change your life, it has an opposite. Every action has an equal reaction. No, you don't do anything. Something opens up. In fact, it may even go the opposite. You may start looking for how you can support. Because if you do it, it's the same thing. But it's a response. It comes, let's say, just to use words, it comes out of your heart. You respond to the situation. And everybody becomes family. And what I'm suggesting is, we are all family. There is only one. And while people are in want, we are in want. No matter, just look at the richest people of the world. People who have billions. Do they look deeply fulfilled? They're still scrambling after money, or acknowledgement, or they're still looking for something. There's not that deep sense of fulfillment. When you meet somebody like that, it's a delight. There is no selfishness, but there's no selflessness either, because there's no self. In the way that we see it. They just are. They're not being, they are-ing. And there's a sense around them, a delight. And it's not serious, and it's not spiritual, and it's not religious, and it's not any of those contaminations. It just is this part of everything, isingness, and responsive. You can't upset them. You can't say anything to disturb them. Because in the way, there's nobody there to be disturbed. There is a presence, absolutely, a tremendous presence. Because there's nothing in the way to contaminate that. They don't have a fixed opinion or a fixed anything. It's, oh, I see. A sense. Presence, a delight, an aliveness. And we'll just use this word, even though it's restricting. Love. We'll use this word as though it's restricting. Caring. They're not loving. They're not caring. They are love. They are care. Because nothing is separate from them. And that includes you. That state is in you now. Totally, utterly uncontaminated. Undefiled. Now, thou art that. If you're not experiencing it, how come? Just things are on top, in the way. Things you've been conditioned with. Things you may have picked up in maybe past lives or something. As you sow, so you will reap. Each action has an opposite reaction. Anything we've done creates its opposite. It's just in the way. And it's not a matter of working through it, because when you work on something through your will, you create another opposite. It's just a matter of realization, seeing it, and then having the courage to say, yes, that is the way it seems to be. Yes. And then it'll dissolve. And as these things dissolve, usually a little patch of dark night of the soul, as everything disappears, because as everything disappears, your sense of you disappears, but something much more vast takes its place. Thou art that. Everything is included in you, and you in everything. Then a whole new way of living, where not only do you not take, you don't give. There's no giving and taking. There is just this movement, and you are the movement. In order to connect with that, you will probably need to sit quietly on your own each day. And I know for some people that's very difficult. It is for me. I've never done that. I've done something that seems to be more difficult, but it was easier for me. And that is look for that space, that gap, that sense in each moment. And for that, you need to slow down, become more present, softer, gentler, allowing whatever you feel, whatever goes on, allow it. As you come into this space of allowing, you're healing. You drop and drop into this space that's everything. One more thing to remember. Don't take it seriously. Thou art that.